Blog Talk Radio.
Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course Way Memo. What's up, everybody? What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing all right. I know you're feeling good, and I know a lot of our, sports urban legend listeners out there who for the Bronx Bombers, they're feeling pretty good. After the Yankees, took the 2-3 lead. I mean, 2 out of 3 from the Mets this past weekend. We're going to lead off the show with that, with the Subway Series. Lead the 15th annual of the Subway Series.
Yeah.
About, the NBA playoffs. And, ended off with a little, sports entertainment. But, we're going to talk, of course, a little baseball. But before, I forget, and of course, end off with a little sports entertainment, talk about what happened in the week of, pro wrestling. But I guess before, talk about the untimely death of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, very unfortunate. One of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Yep. Two-time WWF or WWE champion.
Yep.
As it's now called. And he was also a WCW champion.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was.
So, you know, shocking news. You were the one that broke the news to me.
Yeah.
A heart attack. Let's go. Sad.
Yeah. I was shocked when I first heard it, man, because, you know, I expect Randy Savage to leave us that soon.
Yeah.
And, you know, it looked like, you know, WWE was going to probably put him in the Hall of Fame maybe next year or the year after.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, you know, he just, you know, appeared in a WWE game, the All-Star game. Then it's a good thing I didn't get that game. This was, you know, like the first game since probably 94, since, you know, Macho Man's appeared, you know, in a game.
Right, so, right.
You know, sad thing, you know. Hopefully him and Vince McMahon buried the hatchet, you know, after he left.
I hope so.
Yeah. And hopefully they'll give him a tribute, you know, tonight at the Over the Edge. Reports why, you know, him and Vince had bad blood, but it seemed like the reason is, you know, he left WWE in 94, and he called Vince McMahon like that 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning to tell him that he didn't even give him, you know, weeks or months notice about he was leaving, and supposedly he promised Vince he wasn't going to leave, but the night when he that's what led to the bad blood.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had to do what he had to do at the time, so. He wasn't even wrestling before he left. They had him, like, as a commentator. So.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that was the reason why he left. I think from what the reports are, some reports is that, you know, he was with Stephanie, you know, when she was underage. I mean, who knows?
Wow.
It looks like the people who know them, you know, the rumor is that
Stephanie was like what? She was like a freaking teenager at the time.
Yeah. That
how can that be possible?
I mean, who knows how people are, but, you know, without proof, you know, you gotta give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't do that.
I doubt it.
How about
Stephanie, like 13 years old?
Probably
at the time or something?
15, I don't know. Hopefully that's not the case, but
yeah.
But the guy rests in peace, and I guess you know, him and Elizabeth is reunited again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I always remember Macho Man for the match he had at WrestleMania 3. Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, that's his most you know, popular match.
Yeah, that's my fondest memory of him.
I like the. Even though, you know, the big draw was, of course, Andre versus Hogan.
Right, right.
But that's really the match that, you know, people, you know, really, you know, was ahead of its time, the athleticism. Because up until that point, WWE and wrestling was pretty much a heavyweight brawl, you know, slow pace kind of.
Yeah, WrestleMania 5, I mean, that was also good, but he lost in that one also, just like he did in 3.
Yeah. You know, Impact.
Right, yep.
I guess the paraphrase is what you said. But, you know, hopefully they buried the hatchet and he gets inducted and, you know, he'll rest in peace.
Yeah, I hope so.
But to talk for you, switching gears here, to talk about something that'll make you excited and me still depressed, you know, this Subway. Um, Isringhausen and K-Rod. I think Burdick also pitched in that game also. You know, they dominated the Yankees, you know, that first game, you know, 2-1. And the pitching bailed out the hitting, the inconsistent Met offense that's been plaguing them this entire year.
Right.
But Saturday, you know, me and you were something had to give, I suppose. And it was give a fair assessment. You know, diehard Met fan, never been to Yankee Stadium or any other opposing stadium of, I guess, any sport. Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fun atmosphere until about the third inning when you guys you know tied the game up on us, you know. But it was like until you know the fifth inning.
I think.
And I think fifth inning you took the lead, I think, and then
we
scratched the run.
Yeah.
So yeah, I pretty much called them the Mets imposters, the New York Mets, because after the fifth inning, you know, they pretty much went home and had some bums off the street, you know, just posed as Met players and just pretty much got dominated. Home runs isn't the only way you can score runs, but I guess they're good at it.
Well, today showed that.
I guess they're good at it, so, you know.
Yeah, hey, well, today we didn't need any home runs, so.
But it sure hurt. It shouldn't hurt that the Grandy Man can. I guess, Johnson was right. The Grandy Man can, you know.
Yeah.
And you guys dominated, you know. And, of course, you know, you guys, you know, the Yankee fans, you know. You know, you guys are soul winners, you know. You guys are a bit in. Or I should say 7-plus innings. And, you know, the whole thing fell apart. But if you're a Mets fan, you know, you pretty much know this probably was going to happen because Mets, typical Mets, they had, you know, some opportunities to add on runs, you know. But, you know, they just fell bi-weekly. And, you know, during that Yankee offense, even though, you know, Yankees haven't been playing all that well, with the exception of they were on a 6-game losing streak, but
yeah.
Thanks to Baltimore and these last two game against the Mets, you know, they righted the ship and pretty much dominated the Mets. Ivanova pitched this.
That seven inning today was a disaster. That was a disaster all around.
Yep, they just scored 8 runs on us. I mean, I think overall he's a decent manager. I mean, he has the potential to be good, but he does a lot of head-scratching moves to me. I mean, after the first hit, you know, I would have let him on. I would have left him on. After the walk, man, I would have took him out of the game. But then he let him, allow him to hit, was it Cano, I think it was?
I think it was Cervelli.
Yeah, right, it was Cervelli.
Okay.
Right, exactly. Cervelli. From yesterday, they were saying that, you know, have the highest batting average against the Mets.
Yeah.
But Derek Jeter, you know, the Met killer of Met killers, he knocked in those runs to tie in the game, the 2 runs, which didn't surprise anybody, especially the Yankee fans who were at Yankee Stadium yesterday, you know, who they were, every time he got a hit, they act like, you know, he broke Pete Rose's mark, but five away from,
around there, like 26, 27, something like that, yeah.
From 3,000 hits, I mean, if it was a 3,000 hit, I mean, I don't blame him, you know. 3,000 hit, that's a milestone. I mean, Not that he needs to. I mean, Derek Jeter could just retire today and he'll be in the Hall of Fame. But, you know.
Yeah, but every hit he gets from this point, I mean, you know, it's up to 3,000. So, I mean,
yeah, it gets
it's important.
Close, so. But, you know, the Yankee fans, I mean, you can't blame them. You know, this guy's done a lot for the organization. So, unfortunately, he set the, you know, that high batting average, made it official as the worst, you know, hitting .382. I mean, up until that point, I don't know if he hit again in that inning. Because, I mean, Mets did give up lost the game 9-3, so. I didn't think they had it in the bag. I don't think any Mets fan thought they had it in the bag. I think we had a shot. I think we had a shot. I'd be lying if I didn't think we had a shot.
But Pelfrey was pitching good at that point, you know.
Yeah, up until that point he was pitching good, but I didn't think. I mean, like Yogi Berra said when he was managing the Mets at that point, the 73 Mets, he said, "It ain't over till it's over."
That's
Trust
true.
Me. If that Luis Castillo game didn't prove anything to me. It ain't over. Castillo.
Yeah.
I don't even have to mention anything. Game ain't over until the last 27, you know, outs are over.
Yes. One and he scored like what, 8 runs in that 7?
Yep, pretty much, you know. You had a lot of dun 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 dun.
It's like
this is breaking news. This just in Yankees just scored their 100th. But, you know, what can you do? Yankees, you know, Yankees was the favorite to beat, whoop our butts anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And they did what they were supposed to do. I mean, even if we had Wright healthy, Santana healthy, Ike Davis healthy, Pagan healthy, or whoever else is healthy, you know, the Yankees would still be the favorite anyway. So, bottom line, Yankees did what they had to do. They won 2 out of 3. And all
again, and you know, it's looking pretty good right now. I guess we needed the Mets to come in town so we could get everything right again.
Yep. So I guess you should thank the Mets and the Mets fans.
Thank you, Mets fans.
You're welcome. And we'll be sure to give you that same hospitality you gave us when you come to Citi Field.
Hey, sure, you know. Do what you got to do.
They did these past couple of days.
I think they thought the world was gonna end or something. I don't know. But.
Yeah, man, they just left after the fifth inning. They left, man. I don't know what happened.
It's like some of the Mets players got raptured and left the other players.
Yeah, man, they just left the Yankees behind, and Yankees was just going on a home run derby. You know, Yankee fans were enjoying it. You know, it's like, wow, it's not even the All Star game. This home run derby.
That's
that was definitely the best part of the game, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's another show.
The Met ladies and the Yankee ladies representing the city of New York.
Yeah.
Kind of a distraction at some point, but after the fifth inning, I mean, you know, there wasn't anything to distract. I mean, unless if you're a Yankee fan like Macaulay, because the game was pretty much over, you know. But
you got to admit, those good-looking girls were better to look at than Mr. Met.
So congratulations to the, you know, Met ladies and Yankee ladies who supported their respective teams. So,
yeah.
But I guess I have to unfortunately tip my hat to the Yankees, you know. So, guys, did what you had to do. 1-2 out of 3. Everything's back to normal in the Bronx, and Mets are in a bigger tailspin than Baloo. you know, and get these damn imposters off the field and play some baseball for 9 innings.
Who do you guys play next?
I don't even know. I don't even know who we're playing.
Oh.
I hope it's a little league team so we can get our act together. Oh, I don't even know. The Nationals, I have no idea. I'd have to check later today.
I don't even know who the Yankees play.
You know, I don't even know. I'm just glad we don't have to play too. Dude. I tap out, man. What can I say, man? You guys beat me.
What do you think about the stadium? The look of it?
I mean, it was okay. I mean, it looked nice. You know, the interior. I like the. Let's have a similar thing also. I mean, it's a good thing. I would have liked to have seen the
museum.
The museum, you know, for historical purposes, you know, just to see how it is. But,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is. And it would have been a much funner experience if the Mets, you know, would have been a little bit more competitive.
Of course.
Hopefully, you know, won the game. But, you know, but after the fifth inning, it was pretty much a Yankee love fest.
It's like a fan cam.
Well, yeah, I know that, but, you know.
Every stadium has that.
I know that, but I'm just saying the Yankee fans, I mean, it was like, you know, they were just, like, trying to get attention. It was like.
But, okay.
Look at me, Mom. Look at me,
okay,
Dad.
But
you know.
Who are they supposed to, when their camera's on,
I'm not even talking about the Titans. I'm talking about, in the stadium, outside the stadium, it was like, you know, they want to get attention. Bro?
Are you, do you expect? I mean, when you go to an opposing team stadium, what do you expect? I mean, do you expect Mr. Rogers' neighborhood? I mean, I don't know what you're expecting when you go there.
I do.
Expecting them
I
to
do.
Give you hugs and kisses?
Oh, well, from, you know, some of the.
I mean, come on now.
Fans, I wouldn't mind that, but, you know.
You're at an opposing team's stadium. They're supposed to be cheering and having fun. You want them to be sad and humble?
I've never been at a Yankee game. I've only seen
it
on TV.
I'm sure if I go to Mets Stadium, Mets fans will be acting the same way. Come on.
Well, some of them will, you know. Hey, you know, what can we say? There's some jerks, you know, from both fan bases, so.
Well, as any fan.
Yeah,
any
fan base, you know.
You're supposed to cheer and have fun. That's the whole point of it.
Well, duh, I know that, but I'm just saying Well, I guess so. I suppose so. And I guess I'm a little bitter, you know. Maybe
yeah, exactly.
I'm a little sore loser, you know, because you guys, you know, put my butt. You know, and my team didn't show up. So
yeah.
I guess maybe it is a little humble, but I admit that. I'm a sore loser, I admit that. But you guys are sore winners.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you took it, all right. 2 out of 3. Quickly, you know, over the limit, you know, Cena's gonna fight against Miz, and most likely Cena's gonna win unless it's Miz, you know, attacks his family member or pull a, you know, old school Rock versus Mankind and have a tape recording of him saying I quit. Other than that, John Cena has a 99.99% chance of beating the Miz.
What other matches do they have tonight?
They got. Because, you know, Brie Bella, I mean, they don't really do anything with the title. Well, I mean, really, the Divas don't really care about the Diva titles anyway.
Oh.
But, what was I going to say? I'm trying to think of other matches. Oh yeah, Wade Barrett versus Ezekiel Jackson, his former core member.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody cares about the match. Probably Ezekiel will win the title. I don't know. Who cares who wins? The world heavyweight title is. Oh yeah, that's the match. Back.
Oh
to
yeah,
lose the
yeah.
Title 5 days. After winning it, not even a title defense. Hopefully, Christian will win it.
You said Jericho? That's what I hear you say Jericho.
Did I say Jericho? I said Christian versus Randy Orton.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I said Jericho, but if I did, then my bad. I don't remember saying. Used, but who knows? What was I gonna say? I can't think of anything else really to say. So that's about it. I lost my train of thought. So, I'll thank you guys for listening, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. Come in, Macaulay. Of course, I'm William. I'll see you guys next time.